You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Colonel Bob McGinnis, U.S. Army retired. You may remember a couple of weeks ago on the program, Colonel McGinnis was with us as the Obama administration decided to release some of those classified CIA memos related to the enhanced interrogation procedures. Now we want to get his reaction to the Obama White House reversing its position on releasing hundreds of photographs of those interrogations as they were being done. Then, Colonel, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg.
First of all, what do you make of the president's decision?
Well, I think it's a wise decision, obviously one that was informed by the commanders in the field. I'm sure General Ray Odierno in Baghdad chimed in very heartily and said that it's absolutely imperative that these things not be released because it would endanger the lives of the young soldiers there. And of course, we look over in Afghanistan, which is in turmoil, and we find much the same thing. The new commander there, General McChrystal, will likely echo this, and I'm sure Dave Petraeus, who is in Central Command, has told the president much the same thing. So this is a good decision. Hopefully, it will block the release. These photos clearly don't need to get out into the public.
Colonel, in terms of the reversal here, do you believe the argument that you just explained and how he was probably lobbied quite heavily by the military commanders was something that he didn't understand fully a few weeks ago when he said these photos would be coming out?
Well, it's quite possible. I can't imagine that General Jones, who is, of course, the director of the National Security Council, wouldn't have told him much the same thing. He used to be the commander of many hundreds of thousands of forces, so he clearly understands the ramification, especially in a time of war, where we're already seeing how incendiary these things can be for recruiting purposes. We've seen how they've been used against us, in a number of venues. We just don't need that. And yet, it's interesting the president waited until now, days after, this was likely, certainly was announced and showing some likelihood that it was going to be released, that he didn't stop it well beforehand. I'm sure he's known about it for some time.
Colonel, be a little more specific if you can. What kind of danger could our forces be in if, in fact, these photos were to be released?
Well, recruiting is always a problem for jihadists, especially recruiting for, suicide bombings and for attacks. These particular pictures we know have been used by suicide bombers to inflame their sensibilities and to cause them to go to fruition, to carry out those terrible acts. And so, this sort of thing, we don't need any more assistance in that regard. And yet, that's really the only practical purpose that this would serve for the other side, other than recruiting. And I don't think that they need a lot more help from us to recruit, killers across the world.
In addition to the administration's announcement today that it's reversing this policy, the issue was once again brought up over the weekend by former Vice President Dick Cheney as he appeared on one of the Sunday morning talk shows. He is still making the case, Colonel, that the rest of these CIA memos, or at least more of them, need to be released to show the effectiveness of these enhanced interrogation techniques. He says the memos that have been released to this point don't tell the entire story. Is it smart to do that, or would that just make the problem worse?
Well, it was a bad idea to release what has already been released. I think we need to certainly, and as the former vice president has indicated, the release of some of this information to show that it has had a credible impact on reducing violence and finding the bad guys, that would be very helpful for, I think, the American public that perhaps is somewhat cynical about this. A lot of lives were saved. Certainly a lot of bad guys were put in places where they're not going to do any more harm. And that's something we have to think about, I think, in the greater scheme of things. We want to protect civil liberties, but we also want to protect lives, and you have to find the balance there.
Colonel, on Wednesday, lawmakers heard from a man who has done these sorts of interrogations, including waterboarding, and his position was, and his identity was concealed, was that waterboarding does not work. Obviously, that's very different than what you've just said and what the vice president seems to be suggesting is contained within these memos. What do we know for sure?
Well, waterboarding is something that we've used in our SEER classes for many, many years. We've done it on our own people to really stress them out. You know, the issue here, I think, is doing it on a frequent basis. You really exhaust someone eventually. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, apparently they used the technique on him many, many, perhaps hundreds of times, and eventually you just wear someone out, and they say, no more of this. So, you know, one time, you know, it's a scary experience. But at the same time, it didn't take its life. And you have to weigh the costs of what you're dealing with. Are you dealing with someone that perhaps has knowledge that could help save many, many lives? And we've seen situations like that. How tough do you become? And it's, after all, it's waterboarding itself, you know, torture. Well, obviously, some people have come to that conclusion. But there are other techniques that I've talked to interrogators that say that you don't have to go that far. But I hate to tie the hands of people that are in harm's way, people that are trying to get information that is so critical to our nation's safety and to the execution of our missions abroad.
About 60 seconds left here. Colonel, we are going to see some congressional hearings, and to some extent they've already begun, on the interrogation techniques approved by the Bush administration. What do you hope is brought to light in the hearings, and what do you hope lawmakers don't dwell on?
Well, clearly we need to demonstrate that there's a nexus between what was done in order to extract the information and how that information demonstrated that it was useful for preventing more violence against Americans. You know, most Americans have never lived abroad, have no idea what the firsthand reality of this war that we're fighting is all about. I know we want to protect our civil liberties and our sensitivities, but, you know, this is vicious stuff. Just ask some of the soldiers that have been in harm's way. So hopefully these realities will come out, and it won't be dominated by civil libertarians who haven't left the comfort of America and their homes and gone abroad to see the viciousness of what we're facing.
Colonel, unfortunately, we need to call time there. Thank you, sir, for being with us as always.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Army Colonel Bob McGinnis, this is Dateline Washington.